All right, y'all. Welcome to the Shake Cast Podcast. I'm Larry.
And I'm Scotty.
What's going on?
Hey, this is Dave from Cree Ideas, and you're listening to Shake Cast.
This is Chris.
Hey, this is Joe.
And this is Mike. We are Blue Snaggletooth.
And you're listening to the Shake Cast.
Woo! Right. This is Rick Rage from Beyond and Back, and you're listening to the Shake Podcast.
Hi, I'm John Skane, singer and guitar player for Red Spectre. You're listening to the Shake Cast Podcast.
This is Tesco V from the Meat Man, and you're listening to the Shake Cast. Ween bags.
What's up,
damn,
man?
Scotty,
what are you doing here?
I don't know, man. It's been almost 2 years we've been doing this.
Wow.
Next week is the anniversary.
I thought I was in a time machine.
I know. You look like you've been in one.
Woo.
I've been flying through space.
I know, man. I got shook.
Hell yeah.
My drummer came back.
Yeah, yeah. We've been rocking with Dave, man.
Shook my life up.
Hell yeah. How you doing, man?
Pretty good.
Episode 103 this time, man. One more and we're hitting the 2-year mark.
I know.
Ooh. You know who's coming.
I know who's coming.
Fuck yeah, George.
George
and Lisa are coming. George,
I don't want to be come out, George. It'll be fun.
Oh, he's coming, man.
Oh, he's coming.
Yeah, he hit me up last week. I got to contact him this week, give him all the info. So I have him come out, man.
I'm going to have a special treat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting, man. Well, for the
he's got to say trick or treat,
you know,
though.
Oh,
E-Rock wants pancakes.
I know. And Scotty, you were asking me earlier about the boxes.
Yeah, what's up with the boxes?
Man.
You got some shit? Tell us, man.
I'm making up some shit, I think.
What do you
I don't know
up?
If it's going to work.
Is That's it the cape thing?
No,
are those
no.
boxes of capes?
No, they're boxes of Dom Perignon.
Oh, shit.
And I'm going to try and
Dom
make...
Dom Perignon, isn't that like expensive?
I'm going to try and make a fucking pancake.
Ooh, a Perignon pancake?
Yeah, Perignon pancake, man. It's going to float.
No shit.
Yes.
We should invite a bunch of people.
No, we'll
this,
see.
Man.
I'm going to test it on George.
Yo, dog, we got about 20 people
lined
up.
Nice.
20 people.
I know, damn.
That's not a,
already?
Got a big studio, man.
I know, it'll be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
Good
man.
Shit. Good shit.
But yeah, we got a big announcement, too, man.
Uh-oh.
Fucking Shake's back on the attack again. November
the
19th.
Shake attack.
Maidstone.
Wow.
Yep, November 19th at the Maidstone. We're back.
Oh,
we're gonna be playing with Dave. So everybody,
damn,
if you haven't seen us yet, this will be the one to get out.
I know, shout out, brother Dave.
It's gonna be a fun show, and it's gonna be around Thanksgiving time too, man. So we might even have like hot turkey sandwiches by Jose.
Yep,
It's gonna be good shit, man.
Nice, nice.
And then remember too, man, December 3rd, the Shake Cast is gonna be out at the Diesel in Chesterfield.
Ooh.
It's gonna be the Michigan Metal Fest. ARI Promotions brings the Metalhead Social Club Michigan Metal Fest
Part 2
December 2nd and 3rd at the Diesel. Two nights, two stages, 8 kick you in the mouth Michigan metal bands. Featuring Friday night Iron Belly.
Oh, Scotty is two nights, dog.
Yeah, Absorb,
two nights.
Beheader, Krieg's Legion, Path of Exile, Pickaxe Preacher, Dissect.
Yo, dog,
I know that E-Rock loves that shit.
Pickaxe Preacher is good shit, man. And then the following night it's going to be Controller, Severing the Needs, Society Hostile, Septifoil, M102, and In His Image, Honoring and Testimony.
Wow.
And Shakecast is going to be there.
Yeah, we're going to be there both nights.
So get out, man. Check it out. We're going to be hanging out, doing a broadcast. We're going to go live that night, too.
Pancake Cast. We're going to do all that shit.
So it'll be a lot of fun, man.
Feed people.
Yeah, it's crazy. And to celebrate the, 2 years of being on on the internet waves, you know.
Hey, Scotty, we should do a motherfucking best of, dude.
We shouldn't call it best of, though. We should call it the flashback.
Ooh.
Because if you've been listening to the show for a little while, maybe you haven't heard some of the older episodes. And I think maybe
I know if you're new to it, it might be fun.
And if everybody digs this, maybe we'll do a couple more of these in the future. And give you guys a little.
You can have a flashback the first time.
Yeah, you know what? Let's do that. Can we?
I know that'll be fun.
Can we
E-Rock? Can you do that? Make that
noise. He's the man.
Noise. Make that happen, homeboy.
You know what we're gonna do, man? What we're going to start out is we're going to flashback to our first second international Shakecast with Rosie Finch.
Rosie Finch.
We're going to talk to them for a minute.
Ooh.
And then
I felt nervous, Scotty. Then, do you remember that?
Can you like make it go from Rosie Finch to another guest like seamlessly, you think?
I can do whatever you need, dog.
I can believe it.
All right,
I
well, what we're going to do then is it's going to go... we're going to give you guys a taste of some of our cool interviews that we've done.
Nice.
Start out with Rosie Finch, a great band from Spain, who we had on the show not too long ago. And then we're going to follow that up with Tesco V from the Meat Men.
The Meat Men. You remember that one,
Touch
Scotty?
And Go Records.
Oh, shit. I'm about to have a seizure.
Yep. Oh. So we're gonna give you guys a taste of that interview.
Nice.
We're just going to do clips of these.
Seizure
today, maybe 10, 15 minutes, and then we'll flip. And then another guest I thought everybody should check out that was hilarious was Wicked Mick was with us.
Oh, shit.
And he's from Dead House here in Detroit.
Yeah, you got to check him out.
Another vocalist. We're going to do that. Boy. You think you can get that one up, E-Rock, too?
I know he can. Scotty, he can do all that shit.
And then we'll finish it up
crazy on
with the classic bit, man, with the big sandwich when Mark brought that big sandwich.
Man, we ate on that bitch for days and days.
Dude, I think there's still like roast beef like that fell.
I know we froze one. We should put a candle in it.
I thought it might not be good anymore. That was two years ago.
You know, shit.
And then we'll finish it up with one with Mark Wilson. So shout out to everybody that we got on the show tonight. We appreciate everybody listening too. Next week, tune in George Neal. It's going to be on with Lisa Hurt from Halloween and Ichabod Crane.
Yep. Put on your seatbelt for that shit.
Yeah.
A mind belt.
It's going to be good. And then if you guys dig this, maybe in a couple weeks we'll get into another best of episode and pull some more cool tracks, dude. You know, would be cool.
Yep.
But let's let E-Rock take it away, man. And we're going to go into a clip. We'll start out with Rosie Finch, right?
Why wouldn't we, E-Rock?
Yeah, and everybody.
Throw it in there, dog.
Enjoy. And have a great night, and check out these clips from the Shakecast. What's that, E-Rock? You got it? He's got it, I think. Right on. All right, well, check it out,
nice.
And we'll talk to you guys next week, and you'll hear us zoom back in, but we're gonna be like going on a time machine.
I know we're gonna go on a
we might even sound different.
Mind journey.
Yeah, we might even sound different because it was 2 years ago.
I know
some of the
I wasn't material. Grown up yet.
Yeah,
you're
young.
I know, Scotty watched me grow up.
Before he got his license and shit.
Yep. He used to pick me up and drive me a boot and all that.
You got it queued up, E-Rock?
You got it?
Nice. All right, here it is. This is Rosie Finch from Alicante, Spain.
Spain. Yes.
But we got some special guests with us tonight, direct from Spain.
Woo!
This is our second international Shakecast, man.
Right.
I'm very excited to announce Rosie Finch we have with us tonight. But why don't we get some introductions over and you guys can introduce yourselves.
Hi, you all. This is Mireia Porto, guitar and voices from Rosie Finch.
Hello, this is Elena Garcia, voices and bass player from Rosie Finch.
Hi, this is Juice Mass, drummer from Rosie Finch.
Yeah.
I know, thanks for being here.
Yeah,
holy
we appreciate
shit.
You guys thanks, coming guys. Out with us tonight. Now, we first heard your guys' music on Bandcamp.
Mm.
It was recommended by this guy, Fraser D. Jones, man. Give him a shout out.
Big shout outs to him, huh?
Yeah, he runs a group called Hard Rock Revolution. Ooh. And that's where we first discovered you. He posts all kinds of crazy rock on there. And you guys popped up, and I listened to the album, man, and I was fucking blown away. Really great sound, man. Great job on the album, too, by the way, the new album.
Yeah, you guys did well.
The
Holy
new album
shit.
Is called Witchboro, and we'll put a link to it under the podcast so you guys can take a listen to it.
We've been jamming that shit out, huh?
Oh, fuck yeah, man. But we wanted to know, how long have you guys been together as a band?
We met 5 years ago. We started playing together in another band called Milton. It was more noisier than Rosie Finch, with a twist of alternative rock and Sonic Youth influences.
Wow.
Right we were on. Four people nice. And the band didn't prosper. We broke up in 2013 and we all three began with a new project. So We can say that we're playing together for 5 years, but only two as Rosie Finn.
Right on. That's cool, man. So you guys have been playing together for a little while now. Now, do you guys currently play in any other bands besides Rosie Finch? I see that you guys are doing some other stuff. What else do you guys have going on?
Well, Luis and me had many bands before Rosie Finch.
Oh, I bet.
We started very young. At the age of 15, more or less.
Nice.
So nice. we played in these bands for many years. Bands like Mons or Applejack. They were our first bands, and we have wonderful memories of those times.
Oh, okay. Right on.
Currently, we are playing in other bands too.
Okay.
And Juice plays in Pyramidal. This is a great and amazing psychedelic space band. They have 40 dated albums, and you should listen to them.
They are
great musicians. That's all I can say.
Yeah, for sure.
However, I am currently playing and singing in Hela.
Oh, great band.
Yeah. And this is a doom and heavy band from Alicante, and this is the darkest band that I ever had.
Wow.
I really love them.
That's crazy. The darkest.
That's good shit, man. Yeah, I was checking them out on Bandcamp the other day, Lair, and they're like super heavy. Rosie Finch is kind of psychedelic. This band's more like heavy, kick your ass music.
Yeah, man. Like she said, man, this shit is dark.
Yeah, if you get on Bandcamp, I'll put a link to that band under the
why wouldn't you?
But you know what? We're curious too, man. The name Rosie Finch.
Yeah, where'd that come
from? Yeah, what does that mean to you?
What's that all about?
We decided to name the band Rosie Finch because of a bird story.
Okay.
Rosie Finch is a kind of bird that lives in Sandia Mountains in New Mexico.
Nice.
The female of this bird dominates the male, so we really love it because we think that she's a riot bird.
Riot bird.
And the natural world is not a common behavior, and that's it, what we like it.
Right on.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's good, rock and roll.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. That's the shit, man.
That is a great name.
But yeah, you guys got good an awesome job. Band. We've been fans of your band since the album came out. Yeah. Is the first time I heard it. And ever since, man, I play it daily. Honestly, it's one of my favorites.
It's in my rotation as well.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It's definitely good stuff. But you know what? How is the rock scene over there? I noticed that there's a lot of cool bands coming out of Spain. What's the rock scene like over there in Spain? And are there a lot of bands playing your style of music?
That's a hard question to answer.
Okay.
We think the rock scene in Spain is good. And exist many bands and musicians who play really, really well.
Right.
But the problem is not from these bands.
Okay.
The problem is the way to be known in our own country. It's very difficult for the rock bands to play here in Spain without losing money on the way.
Yeah, I can imagine.
The concert venues are very expensive to rent. The other big problem is the people. Many people here don't like this kind of music, and they love other party styles or
pop
indie
music.
And there are too many fans supporting these styles and not paying attention to underground music. But
we have cool bands.
Like Cabalgata Cosmica, Domo, Arida.
That's why you do what
you
do.
And they really rock.
Woo!
And we are so proud to be appreciated abroad too.
Right on. Yeah, that's cool, man. I guess the rock scene over here is kind of dying too, man, because what they're saying is a lot of these festivals have been canceling even over here in the States.
Yeah, people like the electronic mess.
And country, man. They like
country
music, which is kind of crazy.
Hey.
But I notice a lot of heavy shit in your music, and it really reminds me of a lot of different things. So what I'm curious is
a few different things.
Yeah, what are
I know
biggest,
who you guys like.
What are your biggest musical influences?
Ooh.
And are there any new bands out there the listeners should be checking out?
Yeah, tell it.
We have many musical influences since 70s until 90s.
Oh, right.
I really love psychedelic albums from Pink Floyd or Hawkwind.
Hawkwind, but I
listen many different kind of music.
Right.
The girls often listen to Babies in Toyland, Melvins, or Caius.
Caius, hell yeah.
They love Hey Riff and Bang 2. As we have said before, you should check out the Spanish bands like Arida, Pyramidal, Domo, Ela, Cabalgata Cosmica.
Oh, right on. Yeah, we'll have to check these out. We'll put links to all these bands on the page so you guys can check them out. Because Lewis plays in a band called Pyramidal, and I've heard it. a couple weeks ago, actually, and I didn't know it was him.
And he plays drums and shit.
He's a drummer, man. Yep, he's a real drummer, too. He's a great drummer.
Woo!
All of you are very strong musicians.
I was very impressed. Sturdy. Hell yeah.
Me and Larry, we were musicians here in the States.
I know, we're critical.
And yeah,
we love you guys.
We have a very critical ear. The first time I heard your music, man, I was just, wow, it really hooked me.
Yep.
Really
yep.
good stuff. And I really like the way you guys.
It grabbed my heart.
The vocals kind of intertwine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's good stuff.
I don't like birds.
Now, what we're curious too, the way you get that sound is usually through your instruments and what kind of cabinets.
What
are
you guys playing? How do you do that?
What kind of pedals, guitars, bass, drums?
Yeah,
what are you guys using?
Let us know.
I play the guitar and bass too, but in Rosie Finch, I only compose the guitars and the voices with Elena. And
right on.
I like to use a lot of reverb and delay effects.
Hell
most
yeah.
of them from Electroharmonix. And I use the Holy Grail Reverb, Memory Man Delay, and Cathedral, among others. I really love fuzz effects and bass distortions.
Hell yeah.
And I play the bass in Rosie Finch, and I like to use fuzz effects and distortion like the Turbo Rat.
Why wouldn't
and
you?
For the voices, we really love to use long, long, long reverbs and delays.
Yeah, yeah.
It sounds good.
It does.
Sounds good. Really good.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure, man. Right on, man. Yeah, we're always just curious. It sounds like you guys use a lot of pedals. She said the Memory Man.
Yeah.
She used the Holy Grail pedal.
Why wouldn't she?
Fuck yeah.
Damn. And,
I saw a Fender bass, Ampeg. I saw a Marshall.
Why wouldn't she?
I think he's even playing like Ludwig drums too, man. Fucking good choice.
No, they sound heavy as shit.
Fuck, man. You guys got to check this shit out. What we should do, man, let's play a song from Rosie Finch right now, Larry. And then when we get back, we're going to talk to him a little bit more, and we're going to play the fucking band game with Rosie Finch tonight. I'm excited, man.
I am too. But I'm wondering where they're going to go with this.
I thought we should play one off the new album. This one's titled Miss Howells. This is off the new album called Witchboro. So check this out when we get back and find out a little bit more about Rosie Finch and play the band game. Right on, we'll be right back. We'll be right back. We got Tesco V on the phone with us tonight, man. How you doing, Tesco?
I'm doing good, man.
Right on, man. We appreciate you calling in tonight, man. We've been excited about this all week. It's been cool.
Sweet, yes, good. Always into repping the Motor City podcast whenever possible.
Yeah, we appreciate it, man. We definitely appreciate it. We wanted to get talking to you a little bit too, man, about the Meat Men. I know you guys are back out at it again, man. That we thought that was really cool. What made you guys get back into going back out and making the new album and everything?
Well, you know, I've actually been doing it longer now than I ever have. I've always like gone in spurts, you know, like a few years and then I take a break, a few years, take a break. And this has actually been since 2008. So it's actually been over 7 years, and we've been at it. So
yeah,
we just
man.
Decided, you know, I remember a guy coming up to me in Grand Rapids and saying, you know, you guys are great and everything, but you know, you're running the risk of just being like the Meat Men, you know, show band and review doing the same songs, and you should write a new album. And I'm like, you know, you're damn right. I should write a new album. So the first thing I did back. Like 2009, I did an all cover album called Cover the Earth, because I've always wanted to, because I'm first and foremost a big fan of music, and then I also play music, so I did an album of all my favorite covers, you know, everything from Thin Lizzy to Motorhead to ABBA, 10cc, all my favorite bands. So, and then in about 2012 we actually started working on it, and it takes a lot of time and brain cells to write an album.
Right. Yeah, it's a lot of work, man. It definitely
is. Yeah, people don't realize.
It's a mental fucking workout.
And
I figured if I'm making people wait 19 years, it better be damn good.
Right. Yeah, and you don't want to put it out until you feel it's right. And then even then, I always feel like it's not quite
it's
right.
It's not right. That's when it turns into Chinese democracy.
You spend a lot of money.
That black flag abortion that they put out.
Yeah, exactly, man.
I know, good description.
No, it's a great album, man. It's fucking powerful sounding album, too, man. Nice job on that one.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm proud of it. You know, it's like I put it up there with anything. It's kind of an amalgam of all the different styles over the years, everything from the slam bang punk to the sort of rock, hard rocking shit.
Yeah,
to,
it's got like some thrashy kind of feel to it, some of the songs.
Yeah, some thrash and just all of my influences.
Everything.
You know, I've been a fan of metal and as well as punk and hard rock and all sorts of different kinds. That's the beauty of the Meat Men. It's like we're not like a band on Fat Records where we have to sound like you know, adolescence
you guys go all over the place.
I know
too,
me and Scotty were talking about that before you call. It's like, man, you can't fucking pigeonhole these dudes into nothing, man. Like
all over
and
the
I'm
place.
Glad you said it, because that's what we said behind your back. You're into
it's just it's kind of the beauty of where we're at in our career. We're not beholden to anyone.
Right.
So we just do what we want to do and screw it.
Yeah. And that's what you've always done.
Yeah. You guys put on a wicked live show, man. It's always awesome to see you guys live.
I love your energy, man. How do you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. When I get up on stage, man, I sort of lapse into this other being. And
nice.
It's like the music, like people like, you know, like I can't wear earplugs on stage because I just got to feel the blast, you know, and then the adrenaline just goes nuts and I go off. And even at my advanced years, you know, if you're going to go out and on stage, don't suck. You know, you got to deliver the goods, as Rob Halford would say.
No,
every night,
you know? Man, you look good and you fucking you still deliver right.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
You're amazing.
And there's always like good humor in it too, man. Oh, I love the
humor.
You're
fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Hell yeah, you are, man. It's great.
Yeah, that's the fun part too. You know, I get to kind of, it's not like, I wouldn't call it, people like, tell a joke, Tesco. Well, I'm not really a joke guy. I'm not like, you know, Jackie Mason or anything. I have a character quite a lot like Jackie Mason, Mr. Shecky Spilkus, as you might know. But,
right.
But I like to just, I'm just sort of playing the crowd and
You play the crowd right, man. You're fucking. Yeah. You are awesome, fucking front man.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, some nights, hey man, I use some of the same bits because I make fun of Danzig, which is it's like for shooting shit. Fish in a barrel. It's just too easy, you know.
Right. But got to make some kind of Danzig statement.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, you know, just like before Pope on a Rope, I always say like. You know, organized religion is responsible for all the world's problems. And then you get a little pregnant pause, and except one, Glenn Danzig. Right, even the devil makes a mistake once in a while, you know.
He ain't perfect. No.
Yeah.
That's right, man. And then, you know, with the new lineup, too, man, you guys really sound powerful. Kevin is just a monster.
Sounds
on the guitar.
Heavy as shit, huh?
Yeah.
I know, man. It's this is the best lineup I've ever had. No,
I know,
no
where
disrespect.
Did you get that cat?
Well, I know he was from Blue Song. He
Blue
used to jam
Song,
with
right,
Blue
right,
Song.
Right.
And yeah. They were a great band, too.
Yeah, he
man.
Looked familiar.
Yeah. No, but he's a great guitarist. The bass player's solid. It's ooh. A great, great lineup, man.
Yeah, you remember Chapstick, right? They were Chapstick, and that's kind of where I discovered them. We went on tour with Chapstick. I don't know if you've heard them or not.
Yeah, you know, I haven't, Tesco. I haven't heard Chapstick.
Yeah, check it out.
Everyone check that out.
Yeah, everybody check Chapstick out.
Chapstick out. They kind of broke up, I think, in 2011, because the main guy kind of had a life-changing event and left and sold all his gear and quit, but they're super heavy, kind of like Stone to Rock, but super, super heavy. Like three
heavy.
Guitar players. So,
wow,
you know,
guitars.
Yeah. That is heavy.
That is heavy.
Yeah. Yeah, go to YouTube and look up Chapstick, and then prepare to be blown away. And I remember I was looking for a backup band, you know, and I found some guys that were good, and like, things didn't work out with the 2008 lineup, and then I was on tour with Chapstick, and it was kind of like. Oh man, these guys are. This is pure power. They would be a perfect. And I actually thought about hitting them up. You know, this is back in the MySpace days, and I actually thought about hitting them up on MySpace. And I'm like, that's so lame. Hey, you guys want to be the meat men? You know, so I didn't.
Right. Yes, sir. So they were basically
with a TIK, so they wouldn't get sued.
Right.
Yeah.
Right on, man.
Yeah, the name is not representative of
the
music. The music is like pure balls out power.
That's right. Not slanging no lip product.
Right. It's like I think they were the best band in Detroit for a few years while they were in their prime, and they just kind of imploded.
Yeah.
So
right, yeah, yeah. Because I heard I heard him play on WDIV or something. They did a live set, man, and I heard him ripping on the guitar one night, and he can really play, man. That guy's a guitar player. They were in, he was playing with the guy from 500 Foot of Pipe or something.
Right, right. That's what, that's what it was.
Yeah, it was really good, man. But, yeah, excellent sound, man. You guys sound super powerful.
Cool, man. Thanks. Yeah, it's fun. Definitely. this lineup is like I said, I'll put it up there with any that I've had. The 90s guys were good. They were like metal dudes, you know, this back in the tuned down 90s. But that's the Pope on a Rope album and the Toilet Slave album are two that those guys played on. But
okay.
Yeah, so those are just came out on vinyl.
Yeah, dude. Wow.
We were talking about vinyl.
Vinyl's coming back, dude. Everybody's buying turntables.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, how's
So we put three records out on vinyl for the first time just recently. Limited editions of 500, Pope on a Rope on red.
Sweet.
And Toilet Slave on Urinal Cake Blue vinyl.
Why wouldn't
I like
you?
The Urinal Cake Blue.
Yeah. And War of the Superbikes 2 is a 10-inch. It was some bonus tracks that we did back in 96. Just we wanted to reissue the War of the Superbikes on CDs, but we wanted to give the fans something extra. So we threw about 10 bonus tracks on there. So those came out as a 10-inch.
Oh, right on.
So yeah, three different labels, and they're all out right now.
Yeah, where can everybody pick those up, Tesco?
Well, I have them. If you go to themeatmen.com, and that's with a dash meatmen.com. We've got them. They're going fast, but we've still got some left. So you can get all of our swag on there. And we've got triple packs. of all three of them for $49 post-paid. Oh, wow, so you can't beat that.
Yeah, that's a good deal. Yeah,
it's a nice meat package.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
All you girls need my tennis.
That's right. So buy that shit, motherfuckers.
Get online.
That's right.
So I'm talking boo.
But yeah, everybody get on, support them, grab the records, man. It's everybody's got turntables now, man.
I know.
Everybody's asking for vinyl.
I still got my old turntables. Yeah. I still got 8-track players, man. Fuck that. I ain't gonna lie.
Right. For you to click in the middle of the song.
I know, it's terrible, but.
Right. But you know what we should do, man? We should get into one off the new album, man. Fucking, I'm thinking maybe we should do one.
I don't know. What do you think?
What do you think, Joe? Tesco?
I know you want to do one. What one?
Sure, man.
Pick one.
What about that? What about I'm gonna fuck you up,
dude?
Woo!
That's the one I was thinking.
I know that's
too.
On the list.
Yeah, that's a nice, powerful one. Nice. But yeah, check this one out. When we get back, we're gonna be talking to Tesco V a little
bit. Yeah, more. He's gonna stay a minute.
All right, check it out. There's the Meat Men with what's it called, Tesco?
It's called I'm gonna fuck you up.
Right on. We got a special guest with us in the studio tonight, man. We got a vocalist out of Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's been around on the scene for a while, man. You guys might know him out there. His name's Wicked Mick. How you doing, brother?
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy New Year.
Right on. Woo,
thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming out, man. It's really cool of you.
Man, not even the hangover was going to keep me.
Right,
not even the
right.
cold.
Right, right.
My bones are cold.
It's
not even
cold
that's going to stop,
fuck.
Man.
Yeah. I know, man. It is cold out there.
Damn, the Wicked One, man. This is like a fucking reunion, dude.
It's been a little
while,
man.
We used to play
man.
On the same stages in the 90s and shit.
Man, it's time. Time goes by quick. It's
right.
Fucking nuts.
Yeah, they were just talking before we started the cast, man, that they remember jamming together when they were both like just starting out, I think, right? Is that
yeah,
back
it was,
in the day?
2002, we got the ball rolling on that, and we had a pretty good run, and you know, just we had drummer issues, man. You know, really
yeah.
hard to replace,
yeah.
you know, a certain drummer. We
yeah.
had.
And, yeah.
Man, to me, you know, even though I'm a singer, I think the most important part of a band is the drums, man.
Oh, yeah.
They
yeah.
just
that
it's
backbone
everything, man,
shit,
really.
Man.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. You got to have a good drummer.
You know, we all did some other projects and stuff. You know, I sang in a stoner doom band called Karmic Lava. I was with them for about a year. I mean, that was really cool stuff. And then,
right on, man.
You know, Rob King, he was in IDK, you know, really good death metal band from Flint, you know. So
right on.
Yeah. Rob also, he built his home studio, man. So this new
awesome.
Stuff that we have.
Yeah.
Coming out.
Awesome, right, man. Right, yeah, right. yeah. So right on, man. We appreciate Wick and Mick stopping by to join the Shakecast tonight. We're going to get into a good interview with him in a little bit here.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to play some old Dead House shit for you guys. Hopefully everybody digs it. We got the doctor in the house tonight. We're going to talk with him a little bit later. He's the guitar doctor. So any of your guitar problems, he's going to be your fix, man. So you guys going to have to check him out. But why don't we get into a little bit what's been going on, man, since the new year. Did you guys hear about that Asian flight, man, where all those people were missing? Yeah. I guess they found that shit.
Oh, they found
right?
them floating, man.
Oh, that's so sad.
Terrible,
man.
Terrible.
Yeah, that's crazy. All kinds of bad shit.
I really thought it was going to end up missing like that one, you know, they still haven't found, but no, they found bodies. So.
Right, right. Yeah, that's crazy, man. Then there was another thing that happened in Greece, man. There was a ferry that caught on fire. Did you see that shit?
Yeah, that was pretty fucking
tragic. Dude, that's crazy
too.
Shit too, yep, man. Yep. I don't know what's all this tragedy going on.
Yep. Ways to go.
Oh, man. Dude, you're
to me.
Oh yeah, burning. That's fucked up.
Yeah, that's scary, man. Yeah, I would not wish that on anybody, man. Now they're talking that you only need a camera to copy someone's fingerprints. And I've been a believer in that for a while, man.
Oh yeah, I've seen it.
Yep, they said that you can they recently demonstrated that you can reproduce someone's fingerprints by getting a few photos of their hand and processing it just from a picture. You don't have to touch anything, you know, because of these high def cameras we got now. You can really, really hone in on different shit like that.
Get away with nothing.
No.
Well, they're talking for fraud and stuff, though.
Setup shit.
These fingerprints. Yeah, it's pretty freaky, man.
That's
so
fucked up.
Keep your hands in your pockets when you're walking around.
play lots of pocket pool.
Right.
Yes. That's right, man. That's what I would suggest.
Damn.
I guess the Sony interview we were talking on the last podcast, it came out, and it made like $15 million. So they didn't stop shit. I thought, what was all this? Well, I heard in the news that they were halting the movie and Sony wasn't putting it out.
Yeah, it's out.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder if that was a Hollywood trick.
I won't go see it, but
fuck that. It sounded stupid anyway.
It was, I think it was a promotional thing, dude.
I do too.
Cause how could how could a movie that wasn't supposed to open make $15 million?
I know. And then for Washington to get involved to have some shit to say, you know, over something that's probably a fucking scam. Fraud. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't know what to think, Scott. I don't know.
Yeah. Bill Cosby, man, I heard he's reportedly hired private investigators.
Good for him.
Yeah,
He's
going to dig up dirt on all these.
Go after them bitches, Bill.
So
right on.
Yeah, anybody out there, if you've been trying to...
I got Bill's back on this shit.
Yeah, Larry's a Bill fan.
He's a dirty bird.
Yeah, we don't know yet, but he's trying.
Hey,
to,
he paid for it.
Janice Dickinson, I woke up, there was semen all over me.
And pudding pops.
Was it somebody was telling me that, was it Kathy Lee Gifford said she got raped?
Yeah, all
too?
Of a sudden. She dragged her fucking husband through the mud, but couldn't say nothing, Boo Bill, really?
Yeah.
Bullshit. I don't believe
it. Listen to that, Larry, listen.
Woo. I know I feel. Ooh, I'm glad I wore my sweater.
Is that some Bill Cosby music, DJ?
That's the
I'm going to do my sweater dance.
Try it on, man. Ooh, smooth.
Good job, DJ.
Smooth, smooth. So, yeah, we'll see what happens, man. I guess Bill's really pissed. I would be if I was Cosby,
too. I wouldn't take that bullshit.
They've been hitting him hard trying to.
And I think it goes deeper, man. They're trying to. Oh, they're trying to drag him through the mud for no reason.
I wonder if he's got videos.
Oh, no.
He's got 8mm.
Right.
He shows them in his private theater every Saturday night.
Yeah. That's what I've heard. Allegedly.
Well, allegedly.
Oh, man.
I was checking this thing out online, man. They were talking about birds. I know Larry's a big fan of birds,
I
man.
I am a fan.
We should call him the Birdman of Inkster.
Oh, yeah.
But they're saying that drunken birds slur just like humans.
They sure do.
They were giving these birds this, I forget what it was, like some kind of ethanol-based food. And I guess they got all messed up.
Wow.
And when they start to sing their song or whatever, fucking, it just starts sounding crazy, man.
Yeah.
Like, I guess
they get fucked up. Them berries, you ever watch nature with these damn squirrels and other birds? Them berries in the fall, man, they start fermenting. And they do, they get fucked up. They'll be running around in trees and fall out. And
oh, yeah.
Man. Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah. So they were saying that, these birds actually started to change their songs because they were so hammered. So it was pretty funny.
They started singing some Thorogood.
Yeah, when I drink alone. They, dude, I saw pictures online too. Did you see the Play-Doh toy? That looks like a penis.
Nice.
They do.
Nice.
Yeah, there's pictures of it online.
That's terrible.
And you know how they always got those extruders Well, it was this, it was a handheld extruder.
It was white Play-Doh shooting
you
out.
You could make a Play-Doh dildo.
Hey.
Hell yeah,
that's
dude.
Right. Buy one. Dude, buy one for your kids. It'll be fun.
It looked like a dildo, man.
Oh, that's terrible.
It had rib looking stuff on the outside.
Nice. Did it come with peach colored, man?
Oh my God, Paulo.
That's right.
DJ, you should look that up, man. So these guys can see a picture of it, man. It is so funny, man.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Is it dried up so it's hard?
It's crusty. You know, Play-Doh's kind of salty anyway, so.
Oh, shit. Oh.
So what they're saying is if any parent is upset by it, these things are probably going to be worth.
I'd buy my fucking money back.
I would keep it. It's probably worth money now. Because
it's going to get pulled.
Hey, baby.
Keep it.
So they said, though, if you, they will exchange it.
Oh, they should. That's good business. But it should have never made it to fucking production.
I saw pictures of it. That's terrible. It was freaky looking. It looked like a Doc Johnson product.
Nice. Adam and Eve should be slanging that shit, man. Right? Not Toys R Us.
Yep. But there was a New Year's stampede in Shanghai last night, dude.
Why wouldn't there be? Those people are sad.
They were saying half hour before midnight last night, 35 people got ran over.
Wow.
The Chinese media reported.
They were all trying to buy the fucking Play-Doh toy.
Hey, they should put that kind of stuff on pay-per-view, man. You know?
Yeah, ooh, I'd watch a good tramp one for 20
that would
bucks.
Be way cool.
What about those crazy people that do that bull thing, man, where you fucking run around and get trampled by bulls?
That's crazy as hell.
They do that start of like spring or something, the bull run or something.
Yeah.
Like
that. Yep. That's nuts, man. I would never do that. That's fucked
going
up.
Going down those little corridors, man.
Well, then you see people get cornered and shit, and they're like,
hey.
Get thrown over a fence. Nuts.
Hey, people pay money for worse shit, you know, to get hurt and fucking scared and fuck that.
Oh, it's true, man. People stay in haunted castles and pay big money for that bullshit. Shit. Yep. So I'm not surprised, man.
Hey, they're getting theirs for free. That's pretty damn scary, a bull looking at you.
Man, Ice Cube, did you hear this shit? Dude, you're going to dig this. Anybody out there who's an NWA fan, I don't know, you might hate this or you might love this. But Ice Cube reveals a trailer. There's a trailer online for an NWA biopic. There's going to be like a movie about NWA and how
did Ice Cube produce this?
I guess. It stars Jason Mitchell as Eazy-E, Corey Hawkins as Dr. Dre.
That's fucking crazy.
And Ice Cube's son, O'Shea Jackson Jr. And it looks pretty legit, man. I guess they're really doing it. So there's a trailer out there.
Why not?
And I'm going to go
love
see
them
it,
or hate them. They were fucking legends, man. They changed rap. They changed fucking rap. Yep.
Yep. Oh, shit. Today was a good day.
Hey, did you guys hear the Ice-T body count?
The suicidal tendencies and shit on it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Man, that's like some of the best stuff, man.
Yeah, I heard that.
He always knows to keep a good band.
Yeah.
But he, you know, they haven't been like this, man. This is like slamming, like powerful stuff.
Well, when I heard that one, man, they were talking where he's like,
did they institutionalize
it? Yeah.
It's
really good, man.
Change the words a little bit.
It's kind of neat.
It's cool, man.
Yeah.
Is Mike Muir in it too, or they just doing the lyrics?
Same music.
All right.
Yeah. Wow. They're playing the music. It's a, like, an updated version. He's talking about like cell phones and shit, you know.
But he still wanted a Pepsi. This past summer, they just blew it up, man.
Who was this?
Body Count. Ice-T's band.
Oh, no shit. Yeah. Right on, man.
So, that's what I'm digging.
Right on, man. Mm. You know what, too, man? Let me get into... We got one more thing on the list, and then I want to get into a song for everybody, so everybody can check out what Wicked Mick's done.
Yeah.
And then when we get back, we're going to interview him, and we're going to play the band game with you tonight, man.
Ooh.
I don't know if you've had a chance to think about that, but...
Looking forward to that.
Yeah. Right on, dude. It's
going
to be
the
good.
Running, man, for this year's new prize.
Yeah, there's some pretty strong bands up on the list, too, man, so... but before we go, chopped walnuts.
Is this a cookie recipe, man? What are you saying?
No, I'm trying to warn everybody because everybody's eating their holiday cookies and shit, man.
Uh-oh.
But there's salmonella floating around in the fucking walnuts
right now. Why wouldn't there be?
So if somebody offers you a walnut brownie, stay away, man.
Be scared.
Yep. It's not here in Michigan.
It's gonna be hard to resist.
But I know that was kind of whacked out, but I thought I'd let the listeners know.
No, that, you know, that's important, man. Shit, that's important.
Yep. Watch what you eat, people.
Good to know.
Don't eat the brown acid.
Right. But either that, or if you still want to eat them, wear Depends.
That's right.
You can always depend.
You might shit yourself.
Right on, brother. Well, let's go into a tune from Wicked Mick, man. What do you want to play for us tonight, man? What are you thinking? All right, what song are we going to do tonight, man?
This was like 2006.
Okay.
See, we had we recorded at with Nick Morris.
And which band is this? Morris, this is Deadhouse.
Deadhouse, right?
Deadhouse.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a track called "Crack the Cranium."
Crack the Cranium. All right, man.
Getting a little bit of airplay on the riff. When released it, you know, so that was really cool. So
everybody check it out, man. I hope you guys dig it.
I think they will, Scott.
Yeah, when we get back, man, we're gonna get into an in-depth interview with Wicked Mick, man.
That's right.
We'll find out a little bit more.
That's right.
Right on.
Cool, let's do it.
Crack the Cranium by Deadhouse. Larry's going to take over the griddle for a few hours. He said he's going to whip up some of his famous batter.
I might.
Blueberry. Bring blueberry.
Dude, now Larry's pretty fucking...
No, I preserved all my spring strawberries.
Wow. Yeah, watch this mess. Yeah,
you don't grow the blueberries anymore, huh?
They
don't work so well with the batter.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay. Yeah, they do get kind of wet.
It can look
there.
Sloppy. And so yeah, there's better things.
Are you doing the strawberries?
I'll do bananas, strawberries,
Ain't nothing like them chocolate chips ones.
Oh. I know those are ones Mark always likes.
Those are
treacherous.
Oh, shit, man.
Lurry standing over the griddle at like fucking 4:30 in the morning.
You know, man, I'll take a motherfucking pancake war.
I know he's always challenging people to pancake wars.
It used to be eggs and ham, but that just got too expensive.
Oh, I still fuck with eggs and ham, but yep. Pancakes.
It's hard to keep ham out of ham.
It is. It doesn't keep very well.
No. Frozen ham just doesn't
Larry
work.
Keeps his ingredients ready for his pancakes. He does.
So we'll let you guys know more.
When someone owes you half a pig, you make a lot of ham.
Yeah.
Maybe we could have it at like the local Coney Island or something.
It'll be fun.
Wild Coney in Southgate.
Hey, speaking of that, you guys, I know how you guys are about like sponsors and such. So.
Oh,
did we pick a new one up?
Nah, yeah, kind of. I brought one with me, actually.
Nice.
I brought him with me. He kind of goes around with me, or they do. It's kind of reopening.
I can't believe the fucking sandwich that you brought in, too.
Did you see that?
Is that from this place?
Yeah.
Who's your sponsor?
I bet you were wondering why I brought that duffel bag in, didn't you?
It's a big-ass sandwich.
It is. If you notice,
it comes in a case.
It does. I brought an extra loaf of bread, a couple extra onion rolls for everybody.
That onion on those, man?
Yeah, I got onion rolls. Man. Four extra. You're welcome.
Well, yeah, go ahead and plug them, man.
It's my boys, man. Yeah, why not? Otis Napoli. It's Second Hazelwood, man, if you're ever down there. Okay. I know a lot of people are down there a lot.
Check them out at lunch and shit.
It's called Mr. Fofo's Deli.
I'm looking forward to break it. Well, now, what kind of sandwich is that? Is that corned beef?
That's the corned beef.
Holy shit, dude.
Is that big?
Dude, I've never seen anything.
It's okay.
My table's looking like it's.
I know. Remember, I couldn't put it on the card table.
Case,
that card table blew out.
Yep.
Under
it
the
was
weight.
Crazy, man.
But they're located on Second Hazelwood, man, in Detroit, and you know that's good. You know, I know a lot of people are there. A lot of the time, you know, a lot of your listeners, man, they hang out around there.
They do.
So.
They hang out.
Yeah, if you guys are downtown, man, check them out. Second and where? Hazelwood.
Yep.
All right.
Good
stuff. And what's the name of the place?
Mr. Fofo's Deli.
Oh, I've heard about this place. This man, this sandwich is
crazy. You know, Brother Napoli, Otis Napoli.
It smells good, too.
It does.
Man. And do you have a cake? Is that a cake next to it?
Yeah, you know what they do down there, too? They specialize in photo cakes. They have a cake, a picture of anything. Like, if Larry wants to take a picture of his cat.
Yeah, it looks like the Rensen on there. Is that what they take a picture of?
Yep.
I can put Snuffles on
it. You can
cake.
Do, dude, whatever you
whatever.
Want.
Wow.
And they're one of the
so
only.
So you mean you can, like, I can take a picture of my dog and get it put on a cake?
Anything you want, dude.
Damn.
They don't do blue, you know, they don't, you know.
Yeah,
they don't do, like, beaver hunt stuff. I tried.
Right. No, you got to keep it
It's kind
classy.
Of a family. It's kind
right,
of it is a family.
It's classy shit.
Oh, what's up, baby? I'll be there in a minute.
So yeah, okay. Give a shout
out
to them,
out.
Man.
And,
yeah,
I brought a little. You know, they wanted to see if I could play their little, you know, little advert, if you will, for them. So you know,
okay. Well, how about we take a break, man? And we'll play that commercial for everybody real quick.
All right, yeah, we'll eat on some of it while we're.
Yeah, let's try it, man. We can talk about.
And then tell me how you feel, man.
Is that potato salad?
It might be a little bit of macaroni and cheese for somebody over there.
Damn.
Ooh, that's but.
All right, let's get into this commercial real quick.
And they do chips and brown sauce.
Oh, they got banana pudding, dog. They'll knock your Aunt Connie socks off.
I'm hungry, Mark. I'm glad I didn't eat dinner. Thanks,
well, let's
man.
Do it, man. Let's open this thing up.
All right, here, I'm going to run over and I'll play it right now for everybody.
Far
right.
out.
This is from Mr. Fofo's Deli.
Yep.
Thank you.
Mr. Fofo's. Thank you, Detroit. Together, we're doing it.
There's no other way to get to where you're going.
We have the world's largest corned beef sandwich.
Period.
Our sandwiches are so huge until people come in here and ask for extra bread. Not just two slices of extra bread. They may buy two or three extra onion rolls or four or six extra pieces of bread. The sandwich is so humongous until, again, they're very reasonable. It's more than a meal in itself. It's a dinner for most families. People will come in here and buy one or two sandwiches and buy extra bread to take it home, break it down. Some will eat off of it for a while, and some will serve their families off of it. But not only do we have the world's largest corned beef sandwich, if you notice, I put no sandwich in competition with the other. All of my sandwiches are large. I am the one and only Otis Knapp Lee. Thank you, Detroit. Together, we're doing it.
Oh, yeah, y'all. What's up? We're back. Oh, we're back.
Holy shit, dude. Mm.
Ooh, I'm full as a mug.
I told you it was pretty good, huh? What do you guys think? What do you guys think?
Man, it doesn't even look like we put a dent in that sandwich.
There was no dent. And not only that, all the shit. I didn't know there was apple fritters. Holy crap.
Dude, everything is really good. What's this place again?
Mr. Fofo's Delicatessen.
Oh, man.
Their phone ain't got cut back on yet, so...
It's coming, but yeah, just drop
it. Second and Hazelwood.
Yep.
Yeah, you guys
go see Mr. Otis Appen Lee, man. Together,
the that was some of the tastiest corned beef I think I've ever eaten. It really is.
Biggest, too.
But it was good.
No, and like he just said, and not only is the corned beef sandwich the big ass thing, all his sandwiches are large.
Oh, yeah. I know that. You can get a ham sandwich, a bacon sandwich.
So he does a Reuben, makes a mean Reuben.
Oh, shit, man.
You don't even though I don't like him. All right. But yeah, thank you, Otis Knapp Lee, and everybody. Everybody check them out.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
Yeah. You guys can have that too, man. Eat off it for a few days.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to throw it in the fridge, man.
Yeah, keep that loaf of bread. That's why I got it. I have some onion rolls.
I have some lunch with it. I think it's pretty good. We got a couple of updates for you guys. We got Compact Didi's coming in the studio on the 18th to do the podcast.
Tyreek.
Yeah,
Tyreek. Right on, man. Mr. I remember that. I used to play with them.
Yeah, yeah. I guess he's got a complete new lineup.
Oh, right
so,
on.
And they just got a CD done, so they want to come in and promote the new CD. So,
in my mind, it's going to be dope.
It would,
that's
man.
All I'm saying.
Was always good. I always liked playing with them guys.
Yeah, they were really awesome.
They were our
man.
Favorite.
When we were in the lid stuff.
Yeah, I ran into him about, I don't know, 4 years ago at Toys R Us, man. I was shopping for a birthday gift and
looking for Tickle Me Elmo.
Yeah, so I got
Tickle Me Bushwick.
I was like, no shit, man. So he said he was still Tickle Me. So yeah, they're coming in a couple weeks, and Rebel Devil Detroit's going to be coming in the week after that. They're going to be promoting their new CD too.
Big fan.
Yeah, oh, right on.
They're cool
cats. We played with them like, I don't know, back in February, I think. So they're going to come on, do a little, promoting. And the guy that plays guitar for him, I guess he's been playing for a while and shit, and was saying that he's got some good stories from some crazy
rock shit. Oh, yeah. Right on, man.
So I was like, oh shit. We're gonna go deep.
Yep.
So guys tune in, man, the next couple weeks.
We got a few of those.
It should be cool,
one
man.
Of these times. Bust some rock stories out.
Yeah, man. Well, we all three were in two joint lid together for a lot of years.
Yeah,
man.
This is a mini
reunion. I know it is.
Like just us three all together in
Mert,
the same little
team. It is. It's like a reunion, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
It's neat.
We'll definitely put that on the notes on this one. That's the two joint lid reunion.
That's what we're calling this bitch.
The
reunion tour.
Reunification.
The spoken word.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. We should play. We'll play a little bit of two joint lid tonight too. I think that'll be the first song of the night.
That would be good. Yeah. I was listening to like my iPod. I was listening on shuffle and there's like a million damn songs and one of them came on. Cause I didn't listen to that record forever and all. And man, it was pretty damn good. Not for even me and, you know, our shit, but that was like, you know, the production, everything.
I'll say it again and again and in front of your face this time.
Uh-oh.
I'm not embarrassed of that shit.
No, not at all.
No.
That's on, what did you, yeah, Scotty just sent me a thing. It's on, what's it?
Yeah, we're on Pandora Radio now.
We've been on iTunes.
So when you guys go on Pandora next time, type in two joint lid and create
a station. That'd be whip.
Yeah, thumbs up, man. Give us a little props. But yeah, what it said too was kind of neat that it's going to be getting played across all the stations. So if you're got an AC/DC station,
it might pop up.
Or a Black Sabbath.
Or a Sabbath or something.
You might hear lid out of nowhere.
Yep. So it'll get a lot of people listening that would never have even thought to check us out, you know? So I thought that was cool.
Yeah, we're on Spotify too, so yeah. I made up a little thing. And then iTunes, I made a little station on there just to fucking round with it.
Yeah, for sure, man. But yeah, everybody go on Pandora, support them. They're supporting the lid. And we'll play a song for you guys in a little bit here. I think we'll do Chun Chun tonight, maybe.
I think
yeah,
so.
That was always everybody's favorite.
No, people record, like man, that like one a lot. Too. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a good one. I got
news for you, Mark. If you got time to talk about favorite bands that the lid played with. I think that'd be interesting, man. It's like time capsule shit.
No, when you mentioned that Combat D, that's definitely one.
No, they
were always top. Badass.
What about this top. One? That's check this one.
The best one.
Oh, yeah, I saw your lip. Go ahead.
What about Jalinus?
Oh.
With yeah.
It art shows and whatnot and just banging the scene.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him in a minute, man. I kind of talked him back into doing that record. Again, because yeah, if you don't know that, what was it, Frank Sinatra? Which, because I see on here, the Farleys is playing.
The Farleys, yeah, yeah.
We should go over what's going on around town. Speaking of shows,
yeah, and then I'll get back to that because that kind of ties.
Well, where's the Farleys playing? I got it on the list here.
I see it here.
I'm a big fan of
Smalls on Friday the 17th with Artificial Agent.
Yeah, check them out, man. The Priest is coming to town. Judas.
Oh.
On Sunday the 19th, man. And I heard Helford's still fucking
ripping.
Where
are they ripping. Playing at?
It is, but you know what I say, man?
What's that, man?
No KK, Fox. No Judas Priest. What do you say, Larry?
Who's replacing?
Oh, my God. I was waiting for an instant.
No, I did. You know, I wanted to go the fuck off, but.
Yeah.
In my mind,
I'm going to be nice. Who's replacing KK?
I don't know. He's been there for a minute. That was a drive anyway. I mean, it probably sounds just the same.
Yeah.
There were some dudes that say
and
that.
And I like Glenn Tipton. No, I wouldn't know, but I'm a KK fan.
Yep. Yep. The Misfits are coming.
Yeah.
I saw that and I was like, dude.
That's going to be
that's
cheap.
probably one of the bands that has no original members. It's like going to
well,
see.
Well, it does.
No,
it's going to
be
Jerry
cheap.
Only, the bass player, but he's singing. Or actually, it's
no,
him
I
and actually
don't.
Dez from Blast Flag, which you figured that would be out, but it's not because it's the Misfits. It's not the Misfits. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah. That's I why I put a question.
That's one I won't go whack. See, but go see it.
I
you know,
saw them
I won't
in that
be
in
there,
Kearney.
But
not that
go
one,
check
but.
It out if you want.
Years ago.
The Comic-Con's coming. Great Lakes Comic-Con.
Yeah, I always want to go to one of those.
It's at the Macomb Sports Center on Friday and Saturday, the 17th and 18th. That's supposed to be cool.
Bust out my
I don't think
ears.
That's the like as big as the one that they have in Hollywood.
No,
shit,
no, but they're kind of groovy. You can find some cool Star Trek stuff and stuff like
I,
that.
I don't know nothing about fun. That except for Star Trek mess. But can you go as a Skeksy?
Oh, dude.
Is that allowed? Ooh, no, I think that would be a good Comic-Con costume.
You could, and you have the old lady dressed
how many
as a sexy Skeksy. You could be a
sexy Skeksy. That's what I'm talking about.
What is a Skeksy?
Could you do that?
From the Dark Crystal.
Oh, okay.
Not the Steve Perry Muppet, but
that,
the like
weird
dark
weird,
black ones.
I saw that at
yeah,
the show.
No, that,
I
that,
did too.
Dark.
I got kind of bored, but
no,
scared
that shit'll
at the same
scare
time.
A little kid.
That's where Henson got fucking dark and shit. That was the
he was doing a lot of
was,
mushrooms.
I was gonna say, no, I think that was some smack too.
Peyote,
the little
right in some yeah, he was Chiron. He was in a dirty Henson. Place. Yeah.
He
yeah.
got out of that quick and came back with
we got some Halloween music coming up too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Dude, Stephen Wright's coming
that
to town.
That would be good. I've never seen
the Royal Oak Music Theater and October 25th.
He's the man.
Yeah. Hell yeah, there's a lot. Pearl Jam, Thursday, October 16th at Joe Louis.
I thought I had tickets for that, but I don't.
And Trower's coming.
That would be, yeah. I've,
that'd be a good
that's one.
Where,
cats
where's
I've
Trower
never seen.
Playing? Tell everybody.
It's probably Royal Oak, ain't it?
Yeah.
It is. That too, yeah, they,
oh, that's a nice
Royal Oak's Royal. Having a lot of good shit.
No, Royal, that's a nice place, dude.
But you know who's playing at the Token Lounge and shit on the 25th? Fucking Doug Stanhope.
Yeah.
That would
dude
be good,
fucked
man.
Up, too, man.
He's like, yeah, and he's funny as shit, man.
Who?
Doug Stanhope. He's a comedian.
Oh, comedian. Yeah. Right,
yeah.
right.
Yeah, I'm a fan of comedians, man. I like all them fucking
yeah,
dudes.
Comedians. I've always been big,
I love
big comedian
comedians.
Fan.
Yeah. So, yeah, check Stand him out, comedy. Man. Go support Stanhope. And Stephen Wright. Stephen Wright would be a good one to take a chick to, man. If anybody's going on a date, he's pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I think that's all that's going around town this weekend. So, or in the next, you know, once this podcast comes out, it'll be, this is the Thursday before. So I figure those dates will be good. And then, I don't know. Let's go into maybe a two joint lid song. Take a little segue.
What do you, Larry's perched to say something. You've been looking at me like the devil.
Because segues sound hard. I don't know. I can fucking ice skate. I can rollerblade. I can ski. I don't think I could segue. Dude, I fucked myself up trying one of those ones.
I've never even tried
it. I don't advise it.
Dude. You just fucked that one up. You tried to do. Hey. You fucked Scotty's segue up right there.
Yeah, they're dangerous looking.
No, man. Fuck that. But other than that, man, what are we going to hear?
Let's do some chun chun.
White Beaver, give me some chun chun.
No, people love this shit.
Yeah, that's a good song. Taken from the movie Blood In, Blood Out.
Oh, shit.
Which is like fucking 3.5 hours long.
No, it is. And that's what we were trying to do, the ghetto boy type shit.
If you can stick with that,
was a raw album.
Yeah, if you can.
Good job, Mark. Good job, Scotty.
Good job,
I'm
you.
Still not embarrassed.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah,
good shit. Right. And the phenomenon produces for us.
Always.
All right, y'all.
Hang, yeah,
ready to hear it?
Yeah, this is Chun Chun.
Ha ha.
White bitch, give me some Chun Chun. We'll be right back.
All right, y'all. Thank you for listening to the Shake Cast podcast. Y'all stay off drugs and be right on.